Parents often develop adversarial relationships with their child, but are not concerned about it because the child doesn't possess the means to manifest his hurt. By the time parents are forced to admit there's a problem, there's a war zone of obstacles between them. What a child is at 4, he will be at 14, only magnified many times over. Your 2-year-old whiner will be a 12-year-old whiner. The intemperate 5-year-old will be an intemperate 15-year-old. Strings left untied. A mother came to us concerned for her 14-year-old daughter. She had been reared in a very protected environment and was outwardly obedient, but her parents felt there was a breach in the family ties. When given a chore, the girl would obey, but with a sullen attitude. It seemed to this mother that her daughter was tolerating her family, but was not at all pleased with their company. There were periods of withdrawal. She seemed to have her own little world. With no outward disobedience, there was nothing for which to reprimand her. This mother had lost fellowship with her daughter. The strings had been cut so long ago that rebuke or discipline would be fruitless, even harmful, until the strings of mutual respect and trust could be retied. The 3-year-old trucker. As my wife sat talking to a friend, an altercation developed between the young mother's 2 sons, ages 1 and 3. They both began to scream while tugging at opposite ends of the same toy truck. The mother hollered, "What is wrong with you two?" "He is trying to take my truck," cried the older of the two. "Billy, give Johnny back his truck," she yelled. After further peace-shattering threats and screams of protest, he reluctantly handed over the truck. The younger child then dejectedly left the yard and stumbled into the house to stand beside his mother, thus punishing the other brother by depriving him of his company. This is an adult form of retribution that children quickly learn. After the chastisement of loneliness had done its work, the older brother became repentant. Retrieving his truck from the sand pile, he made his way into the house where he found the offended younger brother, now sitting in his mother's lap, being consoled for his losses on the battlefield. With a smile of reconciliation, the older brother held out the truck to his brother. As the younger brother was about to accept the sacrificial peace offering, the mother turned to see the grinning child dribbling sand from his truck onto the floor. "Get that thing out of here," she commanded. The mother was engrossed in her company and failed to regard her children as human beings with complex feelings. She just saw another cleaning job added to her burden. At this point, a psychological transformation occurred in the child. He had just experienced a repentance that had cleansed him of anger and selfishness. Weighing his right to possess the truck against his brother's company, he had found that he valued his brother more. He was learning important social lessons about give and take. He was learning to share and how to control his possessiveness. His heart was surrendered and vulnerable. He had gone the second mile. Yet when he got to the end of it, he was shocked to find that no one cared. It really didn't matter. He had laid down his guns in surrender only to be fired upon. If they were not going to allow him to surrender, if they didn't care enough to accept his offering, he was not going to stand there exposed, grinning like a fool, while being unjustly blasted. He didn't understand what the fray was all about. Who could be upset about a little sand on the floor? After all, he had been playing in sand all morning. He loved it. As he studied his mother's threatening face, you could see the little mental wheels turning. Immediately, his smile was replaced by wonder, then puzzlement, and finally defiance. On his face, I saw a devious idea hatched. Knowing that sand on the floor was what stole his show and made her angry, he raised his truck to examine it and then defiantly dumped the full contents onto the floor. To his satisfaction, it worked. She came apart. She had hurt him, and he had successfully retaliated. Just look at her red face. That will teach her to attack me. Boy, I won this round. This mother had missed the opportunity to accept the surrender of this rebel leader. Instead, she had driven him back into the countryside to practice his civil dissent in defiance of the established authority. Like many rebels, He had no alternate plans for the future. He lived to be a rebel because of his hatred for the authority that he hoped to punish for perceived injustices. Now, you may think that I'm over-dramatizing the child's feelings. It is likely true that he could not tell you what he was thinking, but this 3-year-old child demonstrated that he had a root of bitterness producing his rebellion. If the parents don't change, by the time that boy becomes a teenager, they will throw up their hands and say, "I don't understand that boy. We have taught him right from wrong, taken him to church, given him what he wants, but he acts as though we are the enemy. We have done our best. It is up to the good Lord now." This mother is failing to tie strings of common respect. The seeds sown at 3 years will bear awful fruit at 14. Problem parents. Parent, if you are having problems with your children, you can be certain you are not alone. Your children are also having problems with you. You're going to have to make adjustments in your own life if you're going to help them with their problems. Since you are the one reading this book, not your children, and since you are the more experienced of the two, and since God didn't say, "Children, train up your parents," the responsibility for making a significant change is completely yours.